Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Former President Obama's clean energy plan relied on states and whole sectors of the economy, like the auto industry, to reduce their emissions by 32% by 2030. Trump's new plan calls for a 1 to 2% reduction by 2035. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says it doesn't make sense.
It's just so foolish to do because it was really done in a way to promote flexibility.
But Kaine's Republican Senate opponent, Corey Stewart, says Kaine is merely regurgitating progressive talking points.
That's because Tim Kaine is opposed to everything that President Trump does, everything. Even when it's good for Virginia, Kaine is opposed to it.
Stewart argues the plan could be a shot in the arm for the Commonwealth's beleaguered coal industry.
I'm very excited about it. I think this is an energy plan that is particularly exciting to Southwest Virginia.
But Senator Kaine and other Democrats are hoping that Richmond can pick up where they say Washington has dropped the ball.
And you could easily see Governor Northam trying to promote it anyway.
Yeah.
Right, promote it from a state level.
President Trump's new proposal still has to be finalized by the EPA, which is expected to take 6 months to a year. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.